Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Kings, Week 12. Living an Overcoming Life by Reigning in Life to Become the New Jerusalem as a City of Life. Monday, Related Verses. Revelations 1, verse 6. And made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Romans 5, verses 10, 17, and 21. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more we will be saved in his life, having been reconciled. Verse 17. For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Verse 21. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ephesians 3, verse 2. If indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God which was given to me for you. Philippians 3, verse 13. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind, and stretching forward to the things which are before. 1 Peter 2, verses 5 and 9. You yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Related reading. In the type of Israel, there is a great part concerning the kings. The kings are the representatives of Israel and the top ones. The Israelites had everything of their living from the source of the good land, and the kings were enjoying the good land on the top level. These kings are types of the New Testament believers because all the New Testament believers were saved by God to be kings and priests. God entrusted to the priests not only the speaking part of his deputy authority, but also the ruling part. Thus, the priests were the speakers and also the kings. God, however, does not want a king to replace him. He just wants his authority to be exercised. So at the beginning of Israel's history with the priests, there was no king, but they did have the Urim and the Thummim. The Urim and Thummim were a deputy authority for both God's speaking and God's ruling. In the New Testament, all the believers were saved to be kings, priests, and prophets. We can be such kings by being men regenerated with God and transformed with God as the element. We were God's created people who became fallen. Now we are God's redeemed people based upon his choosing of us, and we are also God's regenerated and transformed people who have been transformed with God's element to make us God-men. Now we are here in resurrection. To be in resurrection means to deny everything old, to become something new, and live by the element of newness, which is the divine life, God himself. In resurrection, we have become God's new creation. This new creation is God's recreated, regenerated, transformed people. This is also the church and localities and the body of Christ universally. In the age of typology, the overcomers were the prophets. The prophets took care of God's oracle first. Based upon their oracle, they did exercise, to some extent, God's authority. A number of kings listened to the prophets. Thus, all the genuine prophets were overcomers. This is fulfilled in Revelation, where the Lord repeated the following words 7 times. He who overcomes. These overcomers are the fulfillment of the typology of the prophets. Therefore, when the Apostle Paul speaks of how the church should meet, he stresses and uplifts prophesying. Prophesying makes you an overcomer. Speaking Christ into people is prophesying. Prophesying is the function of the overcomers. All the overcomers of the New Testament are kings who have received the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness to reign in life. God's complete salvation is for us to reign in life by the abundance of grace, God Himself as our all-sufficient supply for our organic salvation, and of the gift of righteousness, God's judicial redemption applied to us in a practical way.